Mama said they tried to drown us thrice before. The ocean water don't take to our lungs no more.
This is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I will be with you for the next 2 hours playing you some rock that's been under the radar. Most of it has, not all of it, but a lot of it. And some local stuff, and I want to start out with celebrating the 4th of July, since the 4th of July is on Thursday. It's just in a few days, and everyone starts gearing up for it already. First week of July, after July 1st is today. You know, a lot of people take their vacation this week and such. So start out with some 4th of July celebrating. And I'm going to start with, yeah, this is a well-known one, but I love this song, can't help myself. This is Bruce Springsteen, E Street Band, with 4th of July Asbury Park, Sandy. And it's from his second album, The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. So we've got Bruce Springsteen here.
Casino dance with the shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. Greasers They tramp the streets or get busted for sleeping on the beach all night. Them boys in their high heels, Sandy, the skins are so white. And me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk, where they all promise to unsnap her jeans. You know that tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag? I got on it last night and my shirt got caught, and it kept me spinning. Didn't think I'd ever get off. That waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always a girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with lover boy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they knew? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You oughta quit this scene too.
right, that was the start of a celebration for the 4th of July, which is on Thursday. First you heard Bruce Springsteen with 4th of July Asbury Park, Sandy, from his second album, The Wild, The Innocent, and The E Street Shuffle. I know that's a, you know, common, typical 4th of July song, but I had to play it. I just love that song. You know, you might be surprised. I love Springsteen. He's the best performer I've ever seen. But when he first came out, first couple albums, I really didn't care for his music. Did not like it. And this was one of the first songs I got into was this. And It's Hard to Be a Saint in the City from his first album. Those are the two songs I loved. And then I went from there. And then after Bruce, you heard X with 4th of July. They're a punk rock band formed in L.A. in 1977, part of the first wave of American punk. Singer Exene Cervenka, singer bassist John Doe, guitarist Billy Zoom, and drummer DJ Bonebreak released 7 studio albums between 80 and 93. 4th of July was on their 1987 album, See How We Are. It was their first album after guitarist Billy Zoom left the band, and Dave Alvin, who'd been with the Blasters, replaced him on this album. He also wrote this song. Then you heard another typical one, Chicago, with Saturday in the Park from 1972's Chicago 5, is that right? I think so, yeah. Chicago released the first album as Chicago Transit Authority in 1969. Have had lots of albums and hit singles. And with changes of membership through the years, the band still tours and performs today. I always liked that song. I remember when I was growing up, in Watertown, they always had a big 4th of July celebration for 2 days at Victory Field. And it was a lot of fun. There was carnival rides and contests and all vendors, all kinds of stuff. And I remember one time there was a cute guy selling ice cream at the park. It might have been on the 4th of July, so I got it. When I'd hear this song, I'd think of that. Then, excuse me, the set ended with Yankee Rose from David Lee Roth's 1986 solo album, Eat 'Em and Smile. That amazing guitar you heard there was Steve Vai. He was the guitarist on this, also co-wrote the song. The song was a tribute to the Statue of Liberty, which was being renovated at the time. Dave had great players with him on this album. Steve Vai on guitar, Billy Sheehan on bass, yeah, and Greg Bissonette on drums. It's really good stuff there. Billy Sheehan, you hear him these days in the Winery Dogs. Great stuff. That guy plays a bass like it's a lead guitar. Next, I have a couple of local artists who happen to have shows right on the 4th of July. First, Tsunami of Sound with Cantina Band from their album Permanent Wave. The original song was from the Star Wars movie. And Tsunami Sound will be playing on a float at the Natick 4th of July Parade in Natick, Mass. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 4th of July. So here is Tsunami of Sound. Just heard some bands that are going to be in town in the next week or so. Local band Tsunami of Sound with Cantina Band from the ARA album Permanent Wave, and they're going to be on a float at the Natick 4th of July parade in Natick, Mass. From the parades from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then after that, you heard Local and Beyond blues guitarist Peter Patrick with Showbiz Blues from his 2010 album, The Mathematics of Love. That song was written by Peter Green and originally on the 1969 Fleetwood Mac album, Then Play On. Peter Patrick will be playing at the 4th on the 4th at the Stomping Ground in Putnam, Connecticut, an 8 p.m. show. Then you heard NRBQ with R.C. Kohler and a Moon Pie from their album Workshop. R.C. Kohler and a Moon Pie was a popular combination in the South and was known as the Working Man's Lunch, but I'm sure it could be enjoyed on the 4th of July as well. I love moon pies myself. I guess it's a Southern term for them, because around here in Boston, well, there was a brand, Scooter Pies, that's what we used to call them all the time. And moon pies, I pick them up on moon pies in the supermarket every so often. They're pretty tasty. In 1951, Big Bill Lister recorded an homage to that working man's lunch, Gimme an R.C. Kohler and a Moon Pie, and it was from that song that NRBQ got R.C. Kohler and a Moon Pie. NRBQ stands for New Rhythm and Blues Quartet, originally Quintet. The band's music combines rock, jazz, blues, R&B, rockabilly. They have many albums out, but were more known for their live shows. They also did music for The Simpsons and appeared in it. I think I saw that band once when I was in college here at Tufts, as a matter of fact. I didn't see them at Tufts, so I'm in a club, but I was going to Tufts right here. And NRBQ is going to be playing at the Regent Theater in Arlington on Saturday night. Now we have a few more local bands for you. First, something brand new from singer-songwriter Abby Barrett. This is Better Machine from her new disc, AB Sides. Abby Barrett will be playing Tuesday night at Toad in Cambridge at the 7:30 show, and there's no cover in that place. So here is Abby Barrett with Better Machine.
Sad. It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Just like
Okay, just heard a few local bands. First, Abby Barrett with Better Machine from her new disc, AB Sides. And she'll be playing Tuesday night at Toad in Cambridge. It's in the Porter Square area. It's a 7:30 show, no cover. After that, you heard Nat Friedberg with Heavy Metal Cow from his new album, Better Late Than Never. It came out in February. Friedberg's a local musician and songwriter who's been around the scene since the early 80s in bands The Flies, The Titanics, The Satanics, The Clam Diggers, and more recently, The Upper Crust. The new album's a mix of older and new songs, recorded with Ducky Carlisle at Ice Station Zebra in Medford, Mass. The number of excellent local musicians playing on it. And Nat Friedberg will be playing at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville on Saturday night. And also on that bill at Sally O'Brien's is the next band you heard, The High End, and that was Wrecking Ball from their 100 Proof EP. So some good music around this week, and let's see, what do I have next? I believe I have some serious guitar time coming for you. Maybe a set now and maybe a set later, we'll see. But first I'll start with local guitarist Ben Cody, who I saw at Thunder Road in Somerville a few weeks ago, and he's really good. Decided to play him on my show. He's the vocalist as well as the lead guitarist in the Power Trio, the Ben Cody Band. And his new 2019 album, Get Your Licks In, and this song, what a great title this has, and I'm curious what this is about. The name of the song is Life's Hard When You're a Self-Destructive Narcissist. All right, it's Ben Cody.
Dancing with the devil, I'm dying in hell.